This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on our program, part three of a series called Blueprint. It's the book of 1 Timothy. Paul is the writer to a young minister named Timothy, and he talks about the blueprint for life in the church. This week we've been talking about the blueprint for prayer from the second chapter, where Paul says, "I urge then, first of all, that prayers, requests, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." This is the conclusion of that message that we began on Monday. God bless you as you listen. And then verse 8, I want to focus on that very briefly. "I want men and women everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing." And lifting up holy hands in prayer was acknowledgement, God's provision, God's everything in your life. And then he says, "But I want men and women to do that without anger or disputing." Do you know why that is? This is a brilliant observation on my part. You can't pray when you're mad all the time. You can't pray as an angry man. You can't pray as an angry woman. You can't pray as a disputing person, a person who always wants to argue. Do you know anybody who just wants to argue about everything? Sun shining? No, it's not. It's not out there. And people who love and delight in disputation and just arguing all the time. And that's why Paul said, "I want our men and women to lift up holy hands without anger and without disputing." That says something perhaps to somebody. I want to close quickly because we're going to share a baptism in a minute here. I saw a story in the Boston Globe newspaper last year. I think it was in January of last year that really grabbed my heart. I've never used it. It was about Rocky Abbasamo from Sicily, originally. He had kept a regular vigil at his wife's grave for 20 years. Now here's what he did. Every day, 7 days a week, take a lawn chair, take a little duffel bag with some food and drinks, bottles of water, and every day for 20 years would hold a vigil at his wife's grave. And finally, his family said, "Dad, you just can't do this like this for 3 and 4 and 5 hours a day." So they talked him into maybe just going an hour or two a day. But he did it for 20 years, and he was asked by a reporter, "Why do you do this?" Eventually, he died at age 97, and he was buried next to his wife. When he was asked why he kept the vigil, here's what he said: "My wife is so much a part of me that I don't feel whole unless I'm here. My wife is such a part of my life that I don't feel whole and complete unless I'm here." Now, you can argue all you want about the psychological stuff and he wasn't letting go and he needed psychological help. I understand all that. I get it. But may I tell you what story comes out of that story for me? You're not a whole person unless you become a man of prayer. And I'll stand on that today. You're not a whole person or a complete woman if you can't be a person of prayer. And you can't be a person who says, "Lord, I make requests and prayers and intercessions and thanksgivings to you every day of my life." You're not complete. And you're not the man, you're not the woman God intended you to be. Because Paul said, "I urge, first of all," in describing to this young minister Timothy about what a church is about, "I urge, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone." Your life's not complete unless you're a man of prayer. Decide. Your life's not complete unless you're a woman of prayer. Decide. That's the message today. And the blueprint for radical life change is to be a person of prayer.
And our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.